It is but a few years since we beheld the most singular and memorable pageant in the annals of time. It was a pageant more sublime and affecting than the progress of Elizabeth through England after the defeat of the Armada, than the return of Francis I from a Spanish prison to his own beautiful France, than the daring and rapid march of the conqueror at Austerlitz from Friars to Paris. It was a pageant, indeed, rivaled only in the elements of the grand and the pathetic by the journey of our own Washington through the different states. Need I say that I allude to the visit of Lafayette to America? But Lafayette returned to the land of the dead rather than of the living. How many who had fought with him in the War of 76 had died in arms and lay buried in the grave of the soldier or the sailor? How many who had survived the perils of battle on the land and the ocean had expired on the deathbed of peace in the arms of mother, sister, daughter, wife? Those who survived to celebrate with him the Jubilee of 1825 were stricken in years and hoary-headed, many of them infirm in health, many the victims of poverty or misfortune or affliction.